Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Sedens. Although he hasn't actually been hit with any charges so far, all signs now indicate that L.A. City Council member Jose Huizar is a main target of an FBI probe into corruption at L.A. City Hall. Now there's word of a new twist in that investigation. The L.A. Times says court records show that a Chinese real estate developer who allegedly paid $1 million to Huizar to help with a big building project, also paid over $600,000 to resolve a sexual harassment lawsuit against him by a former aide who says he also subjected her to a job retaliation when she rejected his advances. Huizar has denied all of the bribery and harassment claims, but Mayor Eric Garcetti and City Council President Nuri Martinez have now added their names to a growing list of people calling for Huizar's resignation. A family is suing a Hollywood-area nursing home after a loved one died at the facility from the coronavirus. KNX 1070's Margaret Quero live now with the story.
Both before and after Hollywood Premier Healthcare Center went on lockdown because of the pandemic, Kathy Sessinghouse says no one was wearing masks or gloves. When they were finally able to contact someone about her 84-year-old father and his care, they were told he was fine. On April 1st, they got a call that he was having issues.
It kind of blindsided us because everything had been fine. And so they had shared with my mother and then me after I called that he wasn't eating or drinking. He had a fever and he was confused and was having some trouble breathing.
She says they learned that he had not yet been tested for coronavirus, despite there being several cases at the nursing home at that time, which was severely understaffed.
So when we realized that they had such a short nursing staff, we really were so worried about the quality of care. My dad was getting, but everything was out of our hands. We were locked out, you know, and so within a matter of 2 days, he's gone.
The family sued to draw attention to what's going on and to call for reform. According to the lawsuit, Hollywood Premier has had a history of understaffing and skirting safety and infection controls. The facility has yet to respond to our request for comment. Reporting live, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070.
As we've been telling you, the Minneapolis police officer who was seen on video kneeling on the neck of George Floyd has been arrested. The arrest comes after 3 days of protests, which escalated in violence as demonstrators torched a police precinct that had been abandoned by officers. There was also another protest in Los Angeles as we head into the weekend.
And that is a concern, the potential for problems on Friday and Saturday nights, although LAPD tells me because the department has already mobilized for COVID-19, they do have resources available. And Sergeant Frank Preciado tells me, yes, they do have people out and about.
We're going to have intel officers. We have high visibility. We have officers driving around, walking, and that information gets back to us so that the command staff can make the proper decisions as to where to deploy personnel.
He tells me that while the protest outside the police department last night may have been in one sense a little calmer, he described it as actually more disruptive than the night before, with a younger crowd involved.
The group did vandalize a police vehicle. My understanding, we did have an arrest for a resisting arrest.
Sergeant Preciado says they do know there's a protest planned in the vicinity of Mariachi Plaza for tomorrow. at L.A. City Hall. John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Police in Fontana, meanwhile, say peaceful protesters are welcome tonight, but the police will crack down on those who get violent and cause any trouble. Protests over George Floyd's death got violent last night in the city when rocks were thrown at businesses, cars, and City Hall itself, where there were some broken windows. 9 people were arrested, but there were no reports of any injuries.
People who want to peacefully protest or demonstrate, they want that message out. And like any other agency, we understand that. That's their absolute right. But oftentimes there's those people in the crowd that hijack that message from them.
As Fontana Police Officer Richard Guerrero, he tells KNX that when the trouble usually starts, he says police are prepared today in case things get out of hand. LA County could get the green light from the state officials today for restaurants to be allowed to have dine-in service, but officials say it will definitely be a different dining experience.
In the old days, pre-pandemic, calling for reservations was all about just reserving a table for you to eat at. County Supervisor Janice Hahn says it's going to be a lot more than that in the future.
People have to make reservations either beforehand or when they get there, because we need to know the names and phone numbers of people who do begin to eat inside our restaurants, just in case down the line we do see an uptick in coronavirus cases. We need to know how to quickly reach those people who may have been dining at the same time to alert them.
Other social distancing rules will include 6 feet of separation of tables, or if that can't be done, some sort of barrier will be placed between those tables. Randy Cardoon, KNX 1070.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day, but for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.